This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
It's the Wednesday Talk Show. I'm your host, Tobin Ott. This week, we are pleased to feature Montgomery County Undersheriff Rick Robbins. Rick, welcome, my friend.
Morning, sir. How are you?
I'm doing well, and we are here. Since you're here, it's kind of like our annual chat. It's the holiday season. People are out and about shopping, having holiday parties and that. And we're here to give some safety advice as they go out for holiday shopping and for their holiday parties. Let's start things off here with the holiday shopping part. And as you head out to the malls or your favorite stores, there are some things you need to keep abreast of to be safe.
Yes, sir, and hard to believe it's already been another year since we've done this last time. But holidays do bring the hustle bustle, as we may say, during this time of season. And shopping always actually can tempt the bad guy to come out and explore his options. So trying to keep his options at a minimum is the best thing that we can do. The shopping, remember the parking lots and your gift items or cash laying about or your new iPod or your GPS system or anything inside your vehicle. If you can cover those up where they're not seen by the bad guy that walks by your vehicle, or if you have the large screen, get it in the trunk or the back of your SUV and have that covered up is a good idea. Also, the safety of walking through the parking lots. Some are well lit, some are not as well lit, and as parking gets harder because of the busy season, you find yourself parking 7 miles away from the store. So be very careful walking to the store and from the store. And as I say on most years and probably every year, just slow down. The hustle bustle gets to us, and if we can slow down and pay attention to what's going on, we can avoid a lot of things.
And obviously, one thing we need to add to that, as you go shopping, and you're a military guy, and we've talked about this in the past, it's always greater to go in numbers than by yourself. So get a group together and make an afternoon of it going shopping.
Absolutely. Numbers always help. The lone person is always a little bit more prey, just like the animals, which, of course, we follow in a means, but the groups always help. Two or three would be phenomenal. Four or five, of course, you get everyone lost and we can't find each other, but numbers do help, sir.
And of course, one thing we need to mention as our cars are parked in the shopping lot, if you have like the bigger items like that, make more than one trip after your purchase, I would assume, to your car, put the expensive stuff in the trunk and lock it. So that way you're not carrying a whole bunch of stuff while shopping at, let's say, a mall.
Sure, anytime you can minimize that threat, the bad guy from getting to you with your hands full also. If you have multiple bags and a large item or anything like that, freeing up your hands is a good thought also.
One other thing we need to mention as they're out shopping for the holidays, they use their debit card or credit card. Always make sure of your surroundings because identity theft is more prevalent during the holiday seasons than any time.
Yes, and I will venture into the realm of scams, being the scams online and in the parking lots, not necessarily a parking lot scam, but when you go to the ATM machine to get the cash, be very cautious of who's around, slow down, look around, make sure there's no body close by you going to steal your PIN or whatever you can come up with. And then going into the scams, a lot of scams via telephone and via online. I had one just the other day, a citizen of Montgomery County called and said the IRS had called their house and needed $4,000 instantly, threatened them that they can't call anyone, don't tell anyone, anything like that. So they left a number. Mm-hmm. I actually called them back and got into a heated discussion with a person in reference to a scam, and then he was going to have me arrested. It was kind of funny, but be very careful. The IRS scams, anytime you question any phone call, hang up, get a number to call them back and check with your local authorities, law enforcement, a family, a friend, or anyone. Another big hot item is people trying to gain a little cash. If you have something for sale and you're on eBay or Craigslist or any social media outlet, be careful of people scamming you by saying that they're going to purchase an item from you. whether, let's just say it's a door and they want extra money and they try to get you to send money to them for shipping. Just be very careful online also.
We just passed Cyber Monday, and one of the things, and I was taught this a couple years ago, is if you order something from Amazon or an online store, let your neighbor know, or if someone that you trust, if you're not going to be home, that said, hey, this is coming to the house. So if there's not a big package sitting out in your front door in broad daylight.
Absolutely. Or also, if you work in an environment, a workplace that would allow you to have that item shipped to your workplace, be sure you check with your boss before you do something like that. But if you can have it shipped to a relative that is home during the day, or there's some other options also to that, or just as you said, contact a neighbor and say, hey, keep an eye out. And today with tracking your packages, we know what day it's going to show up.
And, of course, that just changes the game online now, because more and more people, and I'm one of them, I'll admit it, do their shopping online. Why waste the gas to get to the shopping malls or the hustle and bustle of trying to find a parking spot when you can just a couple clicks and it's and it's done?
And we have to be careful online shopping when it's the new computer or the new Atari or whatever game station you're playing at this point.
You took me back away, Atari. Wow.
That's about my knowledge of the gaming, is the old Atari Combat era. But if you see that Atari that's at a super, super price, if it's too good to be true, more than likely, it is false. And it's a scam, or they're selling you an older model or something sort of like that. So slow down on your purchases online. Do a little review, a little background check on that.
And most shopping major stores have their own website, and it's probably a good thing just to go to the official website of a store that you normally shop at.
Yes, we don't hear any scams, except what we do see now are scam email web pages. We just ran into one actually today of a local car dealership. Someone had reposted a website and gave his phone number and had pictures of it and everything, and said, if you call here, then we'll give you a discount. If you pay us $3, and we're going to send you a gift card or something for a deal on a vehicle. So be cautious of the online also. If it is a big chain, make sure it is the correct website.
And, of course, we were talking about ATMs and that. You know this as well as I do. Several stores have had breaches using debit card, and that just proves the point. Before you go shopping, visit the ATM at your local bank, so that way you're not tempted of using your debit or credit card and you have cash on hand.
Yes, but I would be caution you of how much cash you have on hand.
Okay.
You know, if you've got a whole pocket full of cash and something does happen, you've lost it all.
That's true.
So good pros and cons with all of this.
Absolutely. The other thing we want to talk about during the holiday seasons is holiday parties, because now is the time when companies start having their holiday parties and that. And that comes with dangers, too, because law enforcement officers will be out in force. When they mention click it or ticket or drive drunk, get pulled over, they're not kidding.
Correct. Law enforcement will be out full force during the holidays. But I think a bigger conversation than the law enforcement is just the hazards of drinking and driving and putting yourself or maybe your family in harm's way, or the other drivers and occupants of the vehicles on the road. I think that's the bigger thought of the holiday season, is don't drink and drive. For your own safety, your family's safety, and the other drivers on the road.
And, of course, the driving laws regarding DUIs and that have changed, and it's not a slap behind the wrist anymore. You're talking basically thousands of dollars that could equivalent into a new car once it's all done.
And that's just your first offense.
Right.
Your second or third offense, and you're discussing Illinois Department of Corrections possibly, or jail time.
Wow. And that's they're.
And if I may, Tobin, to go along with the drinking and driving is just the basic traffic laws. During the hustle bustle of the holiday season and a lot of traffic out, especially if you go to large shopping centers or even downtown Hillsborough, Litchfield during shopping season, it gets pretty clustered. Be cautious. Take your time. Look for the other vehicles around. abide by the speed limit and just slow down overall. Train tracks, anything and everything you can do. Just be careful out there.
Train tracks. I didn't know Montgomery County had train tracks. Wow.
Yeah, a little hidden secret, isn't it?
Yeah, a little.
As I just said, it won for about 20 minutes in Litchfield. Seemed like it, at least.
The thing is, I mean, it's a fun time, but it's also a stressful time. Like, as you mentioned, take your time.
Yes.
The mall's not moving anywhere. It's still going to be where it's supposed to be. You know, just take your time.
And as we had the bad weather move in recently, we already had some snow and some ice. Be careful out on the parking lots just walking. When you have the five bags and it's icy out, be very, very cautious. Driving, once again, in the bad inclement weather during all the traffic of holiday seasons and that last-minute shopper, which I tend to be, just be careful with the weather. Understand it. Leave a little early. Keep an ice scraper in your vehicle. A lot of people forget about that, and then they can't see when they're leaving the parking lot. So just take your time.
How busy on the law enforcement side? I know how it is general public this time of year, trying to get everything tied down. But the law enforcement side, how busy of a time is this?
On most years, and I'm not trying to jinx myself or law enforcement or any of our citizens, it will slow down a little bit until the right couple days before and after our domestic batteries, domestic abuse seems to rise, which is elevated mostly by the consumption of alcohol or depression gets to people a lot during the holidays, which is a sad thing. We'll have the increase in suicide attempts or suicides. So if you have a friend or a neighbor, a family member or something, you see a little depressed, you know, invite them over. Try to get them some help if you need to. Include them in your holiday seasons also.
And that's an interesting thing with the depression and that, because I know that does play a role, and it's how individuals handle it. And some people handle it well and some people don't, and they need the extra support.
Yes, absolutely.
So basically, as we talk about it, just be safe and be careful out there. Scams are always prevalent. Be smart on who you're dealing with. Shopping, go in groups, and take your time. And then basically, if you have a holiday party, don't drink and drive, and be careful.
Yes. The only thing else I'd like to add is the home safety when you're out shopping. Everybody knows there's most homes have a Christmas tree and all the loot and gifts and everything underneath it. Be careful with making sure that you do lock your doors when you're gone. Keeping lights on in the house. I always discuss how my house, you never know if somebody's home, because my wife's got every light on a timer, and I don't even know if I'm home half the time because the lights are on or off or whatever. But it is a great idea to have the timers set on a light, so it's coming on at different times during the day, different lights set up, so people, the bad guy doesn't know if you're home or not.
And there's a lot of people going door to door, trying to, not selling stuff, but trying to get their message out. So I mean, you just never know what's out there, and it's
no.
It's a sad time. I mean, I don't know what it says about our society, but it's prevalent out there.
Yes, yes. Just have to slow down and be careful.
Rick, it's always a pleasure, my friend. Thank you so much for your time, and I look forward to our chats in the future.
Sounds good, and have a great holiday.
You too.
And that will do it for the Wednesday Talk Show. Our guest this week was Montgomery County Undersheriff Rick Robbins. Coming up next week on the program, we'll feature the girls from Lincolnland Community College. So stay tuned for that. Until then, we'll talk to you next week. So long.